Welcome to Cowboy Church with your host, Russ Weaver, and Susie McIntyre. So sit back and enjoy some good singing, some great testimony, and some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Hey, I'm Susie McIntyre.
And I'm Russ Weaver.
And we would love to invite you to come in here and go to church with us here on Cowboy Church at Shepherd's Valley Cowboy Church.
Hey, today we have an interesting subject. It's called...
Hey, I already know it. It's chickens.
Harmony in the hen house, yeah.
Chickens.
There's so many things about order that
we
God has in the Bible.
We got ranchers out there.
What's that?
We got ranchers out there.
Sure. They understand it.
We had horse people.
Sure. You know, I had a little horse the other day.
Have you ever had... Hey, wait a minute. You should have changed this whole thing.
Okay.
We're going to get letters. We're going to get letters, and we're going to get emails. And what's this, Russ? You got a cowboy hat on, and you're talking about... There's pecking orders in cattle, too.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you
want
to change now?
Well, I've already got this one prepared, so I think I'm going to...
We'll let you go.
Well,
go ahead. See if we get them hate letters.
I'm kind of excited about this one because this is a really awkward topic for men.
Okay.
And the reason
is... I'll go with you on that one.
Sure. We discovered the discomfort for women with the man head of the house kind of thing. But about what's difficult for men is that when the Bible talks about us being the bride of Christ,
right?
You know, and we just have to, well, I don't know if any of you men out there have been uncomfortable with that, but I'm going to give you some ideas on how you can deal with that without losing a bit of your masculinity.
Has nothing to do with masculinity. It's the bride of Christ being ushered in. I watched Justin McKee's daughter, Cassidy, get married.
Oh, yeah.
It was so absolutely beautiful how she came down that staircase. And it was just, I'm getting chills about it.
Really?
Because she was coming to her husband-to-be, and it was just like God looking at the bride of Christ and how he loves man or woman, whether it is the bride of Christ.
Well, see, women get that. They understand that. They get the chills and all that stuff. Men think,
I ain't no woman.
We're going to talk about that a little bit. It's
okay.
It feels awkward now, but I promise it won't
all
be
right.
later.
So,
how's that?
Deal, you're going to stick with us? You're going to stick with us till the end on this one and let him defend his point. I'm going to sing
there
a little bit, and then he's going to speak. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Thank you for being here. I want to tell you and encourage you that no matter who leaves you, who is around you, who forsakes you, that God says He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And I want you to know you are never, ever alone. May the angels protect you, troubles neglect you, and heaven accept you when it's time to go home. When hard times have found you, your fears surround you, wrap my love around you, you're never alone. May your fear filled with gladness, your heart filled with gladness, and everywhere passing, they mean more than gold. When you end but stay humble, smile more than grumble, and know when you stumble, you're never alone. Never. Your fears surround you, wrap my love around.
never alone. Troubles neglect you, and heaven accept you when it's time to go home. When hard times have found you, your fears surround you. Wrap my love around you, you're never alone. Never alone.
He's turning them out on the plains. When Jesus is pumping the water, you'll never be thirsty again. A lady rode up to the windmill. Her heart was heavy and sad, and sin had been her companion, and much of her time. A stranger came riding up to the windmill that day and asked for a cool drink of water to help him on his way. She said, "Sir, the mill is not turning. The wind silent and still, and there will be no more water until the wind turns the wheel. I can give you some water, dear lady, and you'll never be thirsty again. It flows from a fountain in heaven, and it'll wash your life. Sorrow and the shame it shows on your face." She knew then that she'd met the Master and walked now under his grace. This lady, she jumped on her pony, her sins washed whiter than snow. She wanted to tell all the people from whom all her blessings would flow. She told them that she had met Jesus out on the plains that day. Turn. She's turning them out on the plains. When Jesus is pumping the water, you'll never be thirsty again.
And you know, if you're married, there'll come a time when you two have a difference of opinion. You know that. You will have a difference of opinion with your wife, men. And women, you will have a difference of opinion with your husband. And if you don't have a way to resolve it, it'll turn into a war. And it'll begin to accumulate like plaque in your veins, and it won't be long until you'll be having a heart attack because that stuff can't clear out. And what you have to have is a way for God to be able and your family to be able to make decisions. And so when you're split decision, the tiebreaker is the husband. And now, ladies, don't get mad here, because now he's responsible for that decision. If it's a good one, he gets credit for it. But if it's a bad one, if it's a bad one, he gets credit for it. So if you're a smart husband, men, here's how it works. The Bible says, it talks about, you're supposed to lead your wife and sacrifice your life for her, to take care of her as Christ loved the church. Now, if you'll do that part, she won't have any trouble submitting to you. Well, maybe she will. Some women are just, they're just not going to submit. But you, before God, men, you have to be the leader in the family. Here's why. Men, if you'll be the leader in the family, there's nearly a 90% chance your kids will live for God after they get out of the home. If you mess up that order, and that order is skewed in any way, where the wife is the one making all the decisions, there is less than 18% chance for those kids to continue in church after they're out of the family, because it's not aligning with God's order. And I want to align with God's order. And I bet we're going to get some information in mail about this one. But the truth is, if you do it right, it's not a difficult thing. And wives, if you will allow your husband, if you'll pray for your husband, if you'll support him and encourage him in the things of God, what you will find out is that he can become a tremendous man of God, and God will use him to speak into your life, and you will have victory in your home, and your kids will end up making something out of themselves and becoming the people that God called them to be. It's order. It's just that way. And we need to submit, first of all, to God. And secondly, in the home, the husband and the wife have to have order. Submission means this: accepting or yielding to the will or authority of another. Here's the second part. Here's the cool part. Submission also means that you have the right and the ability to make a suggestion. You can submit a proposal. That's submission. Part of submission is saying, okay, now you have the information, you made the decision, okay, we'll go with it. The first part of that is actually that in the middle of making decisions, you have a right to have an opinion in every situation, because you, in submission, you need to submit your opinion to that husband so that he has some ability to make a decision. If you know something about this decision, you just want to wear him out and you don't give him the information needed, you're the one responsible for his bad decision. Let him be responsible for his own bad decision. Give him the information that you feel is necessary and let him make his decision. It will work. Guys, I can't tell you how many times I've had people in my office that have trouble in their marriage that do not understand this concept. And when they begin to understand it, it begins to work. The second part of this is when we submit ourselves to Christ. Ephesians 5:24 and through 27 talks about the bride of Christ. Now, I need for you to think in an abstract sense for me for just a minute. Guys are always really uncomfortable about this. They said, you submit your life to Christ because we're the bride of Christ, and that has a connotation that we men don't like. I'm not anybody's bride. I don't like the concept of bride, but in abstract, what he's doing, he's using the illustration of a husband and a wife to break a tie, husband in charge, wife in submission, for us to understand our role with God, God in charge, we're in submission. And if we're in submission to him, just like the husband takes care of the wife, and we always, in America right now, we sexualize so much stuff, it's hard to even get through looking up, studying for a message without seeing some risque kind of an ad come up. It's so aggravating. We sexualize everything. Don't sexualize this. This has nothing about sexuality. It has to do with nothing more than the order. God's in charge. We're not. Submitting to God, understanding God's order. There's submission to God and there's order. And when there's order in there, then we can make good decisions. Let's look at this. It's the purpose. And in Revelation 22:17, it says this. And I really love this. Jesus is the one who gave his life for the church. As a husband should give his life for the wife, Jesus gave his life for the church. And in Revelation 22:17, it says this, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the bride, which is the church, say before God, come in. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Who will come? The Spirit and the bride say, come. God's giving us a tremendous insight into the Great Commission. The Great Commission is to go preach the gospel to every creature, making disciples. Preach the gospel, make disciples. The Spirit of God, no man comes to the Father unless the Spirit draws him. No man comes to the Father unless the Spirit draws him. That's the Holy Spirit's part. The preaching is our part, and the Holy Spirit does his part through the foolishness of what I'm doing right now. The Bible calls it foolishness. Man, of all the things God picked me to do, he picked the one where he could call my profession foolishness. Through the foolishness of preaching, God has ordained that men be saved. And then it says, go make disciples. And what that means is take the order, take the authority that God's given you to be able to influence people to live for God and to commit their life to Christ and go deeper into the Word of God so we can understand how we should live our life and how we should change our thinking and how we should mature and how we should bring holiness to our thinking and to our lives and ultimately make a difference in this world. And the Spirit and the bride is in that process. The Spirit and the bride say to the people who need God, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Come this way. Are you heartbroken? Are you lost? Has things fallen apart? Has your world fallen apart? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the bride, that's the church, we say, come. And God will use the church to draw people to God. And God will use the foolishness of preaching. If you don't know how to witness to people, invite them to come to church with you. When they hear preaching, they will be convicted of their sin, and they will be challenged to live for God. So the conclusion here is let there be order. Let there be order in everything we do. Let there be order in the church. Let there be order in the way we do things. Let's don't get out of line. Let's stay in line. Submission, humility, order. And when we look at this, the second part of submission is the mission. The mission is the root word to submission. When we submit to God, there is a mission that the church is on. That mission is to expose people to the Word of God, expose people to the life of Christ and the death and resurrection, and expose people to the truth of eternity so that people can live in eternity. I heard a guy this week talking about the stars. He said, the stars are an amazing thing. We find millions of them. The Bible says you can't count them, but as far as we know right now, the ones we can count, there are around 11 billion stars for every one person who's ever lived on the face of this earth. Think about that. If we get to occupy stars, there's 11 billion of them. It's never going to get too big for what God has planned. I don't know what all he has planned, but I do know this, that God's big. I do know this, that God is a visionary. I do know this, that God is higher, smarter, stronger, and full of wisdom, and he knows who we are, and he cares for us, and he wants the best for us, and you can trust him. You can trust him today, and all you have to do is submit your life to Christ, put him in authority over your life, and let order reign. You ever been in a house where the kids rule the house? It's not a fun place to be. Parents, be parents. Then when God puts you in a place of authority, serve in that place of authority under God, as he would have you serve, and God will bless you for it. Your life will have a lot more order. Might as well be practical about this life. God came. You can have life and life more abundantly, but it has to be orderly or just a train wreck. God bless you. We're so grateful to have had you in with us today. And I suppose if you made it to here, you heard all of the discussion. Mm-hmm. And I hope for you men's sake that you understand a little bit better that Bride of Christ has to do with order.
That's right.
It has to do with order. And it's an abstract of God's order over us. And even in the dealing with women, the women part, it says to the man, he said, deal with your wife as Christ dealt with the church. Mm-hmm. And if you'll love her like Christ loves the church, then things will go so much
better.
You
will not have any trouble.
Yeah. The second part is giving it to God. And if God puts you in a place of leadership, that's when that humility has to really be understood.
Right.
Because you don't want your kids running through you because it's not good for them.
Right.
So you take care of your kids, you take care of your wife under God's authority. And that brings order to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not perfection, because none of us are perfect, but it brings order.
It does. It does bring order. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. We appreciate you tuning in today. I hope you got something out of what Russ was saying. And if you didn't, go back and listen again. Just listen again in a different frame of mind, and maybe it'll click the second time or the third time.
Yeah.
Sometimes it
maybe
takes
they'll
as
get
many
mad
times.
At me this time.
If you would like to contact us, there's the address on the screen. There's a little QR code down there in the bottom. We would love for you to click on that, and it will take you to our website. If you're in a spot where you can't watch Cowboy Church on your TV, you can always go to the website and rewatch those episodes. God bless you, and we'll see you next time on Cowboy Church.